Michigan residents are seeing significantly fewer monarch butterflies than this time last year, but it's the long-term downward trend in their population that's concerning experts. WKAR's Taylor Halterman reports.
Danielle Rod helps run her family's farm in Eaton Rapids. Recently, she's noticed less monarchs around her pollinator garden. Rod is working to conserve the butterflies by educating the public and raising them. But this has been the worst year for spotting the insects since they started the garden.
This year, it was shocking. We have three chrysalis total. Last year around this time, if my records are correct, we had a couple dozen.
Data from the Monarch Larva Monitoring Project shows this population decrease spans across not just Michigan, but the whole Midwest.
Numbers are quite a bit lower than they were last year, at least up until now. We've looked at the data through the month of June, and people are seeing fewer monarchs than they did in 2019.
That's Karen Oberhauser. She's one of the coordinators of the project. For 25 years, the group has monitored monarch eggs and caterpillars across the country. Though a yearly flux in insect populations is normal, Oberhauser says the long-term decrease is concerning. Data from 2010 to 2020 shows the average population was less than half of what it was the previous decade. One of the biggest drivers of this decrease is habitat loss. Milkweed is the only plant monarchs will lay their eggs on, and the only thing the caterpillars will eat. But Oberhauser says human developments like urban expansion and enlarging agricultural fields are decreasing the milkweed supply. One way to help increase monarch breeding grounds is by planting a pollinator garden. But Oberhauser doesn't recommend raising monarchs in large numbers as a conservation effort or supporting captive monarch breeders.
We're not going to rear ourselves out of this problem. And there's quite a lot of evidence that large-scale rearing operations, like commercial rearing operations, have a lot of risks associated with them.
The official yearly population count isn't released until December, but Oberhauser hopes the second generation of monarchs outlaying eggs right now will increase their numbers before then. For WKAR News, I'm Taylor Halterman.
Taylor's story is brought to you as part of a partnership between WKAR and Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism.